Good morning. I am having a few technical difficulties this morning. So I think I've found a way around it. So good morning, and I hope you're doing well on this beginning of the week, Monday. It is time for a Monday's meditation, and I wanted to do a little recap, on prayer. Kind of, I guess, a recap. Even when I started, I said that, you know, there are a lot of times that I'm talking to people about prayer and they say they don't know what to pray. And I think that we, and I've said this before, we sometimes make prayer a little bit harder than it needs to be. And so I wanted to address that this morning. There are times when we don't know what to pray. I discussed that a while back, that we say, or even last time, that we say we don't know what to pray. And we do have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us when we don't even have words to pray. So prayer can be done even when you don't know what to pray. But for the majority of time, you know, what the three things that I think could help a lot. Number one, excuse me while I move this around. Number one is to study God's word. Now, I know that studying God's word and prayer are two different things, yes, but you've all probably read the books or seen the books where you're praying the word. People have those books out, and that's a great thing to do. Absolutely. And the reason is this, and you don't have to buy those books, but study God's word, because that's where you find out what he says. You know, people sometimes think, I'm going to sit here until God tells me what to do. And that's good. We need to wait upon the Lord. That's very good, because you don't want to regret it later. You'd rather wait and then know what to do. But there are many times when, you know, the enemy can suggest, let me put it this way, the enemy can suggest things to you as well. And so if you're not rooted and grounded and you know God's word, and not even every word of the Bible per se, but know who God is, but what God says will never contradict to you, will never contradict what's in his word. Okay? So when you're waiting and looking for what to pray, and you're waiting for God to tell you how to pray in a certain situation, it will always line up with his word. It will always line up with his character and who he is. So study God's word to learn how to pray. You want what he says to line up. And that's your plumb line. That's how you know what he says is, that's God. Because remember, the enemy is in the other ear. The enemy is saying things to you as well. So study God's word. That's number one on how to pray, or what to pray. Number two, find a promise. I mean, there are, I don't know exactly how many, but there are promises in God's word. And there are what we call general promises and specific promises. So a general promises, I wrote a few down, it's just scriptures, you know. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. And, you know, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So those are promises that you can always claim, that you can say, God, thank you that I have the victory through Jesus Christ. And then you're asking for specifics on how to win the victory, possibly, but thank you that I'm going to have the victory in this situation, that you have called me more than a conqueror through him who loves us, and that's Christ. You know, fear not, for I am with you, Isaiah 41:10 says. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So, you know, God, thank you that you're with me through this situation. That's how you pray. Thank you that you are upholding me with your righteous right hand. You are strengthening me. You know, I'm not going on without you. Those are things that you can say, and you say to God. You know, you find that promise, and then I know people have said, remind him of that promise. He's not forgotten. He's not forgotten his promise. I think we're reminding ourselves more than we're reminding him. You can tell him that promise, but you're telling him, hey, this is my declaration to stick with you and to stick with this promise and to know that you are God. So those are those, and they're all over in the Bible, and all of his promises are yes and amen. So so find a promise, and general promises are there. Now there's another type of promise that's a specific promise called a rhema, or H-E-M-A, and that type of promise is a personal promise. And you heard me give my testimony a couple of weeks back on basically I was looking for prayer. You know, not a bad thing. I was looking for prayer when I was pregnant for my second child and my third child. And I'd had a miscarriage before that. And so I was just very emotionally distraught, to say the least. And so I was calling people for prayer. But as you know, when I was calling people for prayer, if you heard my testimony at that time, God blocked that. God had people like go to sleep at 7:30 or something. And people who, you know, they were our youth ministers and they went on a date. And I was like, they never go on a date. And then I called my parents and they're not home. And all three times I tried to call people, I heard God say very specifically, every time I was hanging up, I heard God say, but I want to tell you something. But I want to tell you something. And I was like, yes, God, but I need prayer. I need prayer. I you know, it was traumatic and I wanted prayer. Like I said, it's not a bad thing, but God wanted to tell me something. And when I got in his word and I got to Psalms 113, I turned over and I started reading in Psalms 113. When I got to verse 9, that was the verse that I realized I was going to have my child. That this was not going to be like the last time. I was going to have my baby. And in that promise, in that Psalms 113:9, it says, he makes the barren woman to keep home and to be the joyful mother of children. And he said, see that word children, it's plural. You will have your baby, because I'd already had Riker at that time, my first son. And then he says, see that word joyful, this won't be like the last time. And I just began to cry. Because I realized that the God of the universe, the God of everything, decided to come to me to give me a specific word that I could hold on to so tightly. There were times I had to hold on to it so tightly during that pregnancy because it looked like she was going to be lost many times. And they had to have medicine pumped in my leg 24 hours a day, and I had to go to the specialist and my regular doctor, and there was all kinds of things going on. But I clung to that rhema. And they say, you know, when you're fighting, the word of God is the sword of the spirit. So when you're in a spiritual battle, and remember we talked about this battle is not against flesh and blood. And so we're in that spiritual battle, and the enemy is up close. That's what the rhema is for. You know, it's a sword of the spirit. We tend to think of a long sword, like in the Olympics, you know, that long, I don't know what that thing's called, fencing. We tend to think of fencing, you know, with that long sword. But a rhema is different. It is, it's a short dagger is what they say. And it's for up close fighting. Obviously, you can't use a dagger if someone's coming at you with a long sword. So it's for up close. And you know what? During a lot of those times, the enemy was up close to me. Like right in my ear. And that's what that little sword of the spirit is for, to say, no, this is what God told me. I will have my baby. And there was all that stuff he would say, because, you know, if you have your promises, I had my promise that my baby was going to be, not only I was going to have my baby, but later I got a couple of more rhemas that my baby was going to be full term and healthy. And so I used those to tell both myself, because I needed it to calm down when things and everybody else and the doctors were panicking. And I needed the enemy to know that I remembered them. I needed the enemy to know that I was relying on God. I had nothing really else to rely on. Yes, there's modern medicine, but they're not my God. I'm thankful for them. They do a lot and they do wonders, but they are not God. And God determines what is going to happen. And I was reminding myself, as well as the enemy. So when the enemy was up close wanting me to panic, I was reminding him of those promises. And you know, I could have worried that entire time. I could have worried the entire time I was pregnant with my daughter. Yes, she would have still been born full term and healthy. But you know, all that stress in my system would have flowed through hers. And there are detriments to that, especially in the third trimester. I'm an occupational therapist. Keep calm, especially during the third trimester. You know, I could have had all of those things happen, but I clung to those promises. So that's what a rhema is for. It's for a specific battle, for when the enemy is all up in your face and in your ears, and you say, no, this is what God has told me. And there were many times I was like, no, I'm going to have this baby, and my baby is going to be full-term and healthy. There was a time when I was off. I got put on light duty. So I was off one morning and I remember walking around the house saying, God, we're not going to make it financially. If I knew I was going on bed rest before it happened. God had told me. And that pretty much it was coming. And so I was like, God, we can't make it. We live paycheck to paycheck at this time. We can't make it. And so I remember sat down and I do not know to this day when I started in Deuteronomy. I don't know. I don't, it's not the place you think to start. But I opened up Deuteronomy 1, and 20 or so minutes later, I had my promise. Deuteronomy 6 in there. I had my promise that he was going to take care of us financially during this time. And you know what? He did. I laid down and I was on bed rest for, I think, almost, I don't remember, it was 4 or 5 months. Solid, flat on my back, not able to work a bit. And I didn't have any benefits. So it was literally a time where he carried us, but I had that promise. So I knew. I remember my dad calling me one time. He's like, Vonda, you waiting on any ravens? I was like, I knew what he meant for financial. And I said, well, Dad, I open up my checkbook, I pay the bills, and I close my checkbook. And somehow the money's always there. I didn't know, but I knew what God had told me. So when you don't know what to pray, study his word, read his word, and let him speak to you specifically on your situation. And remember, whatever he says will always line up with his word. And so you can pray the word, or you can sit there and let him give you a rhema so that when that battle comes, whether it's right away or it's later, you have that sword of the spirit and you can fight the enemy and say, no, goodbye, be gone. This is what God has told me. Just make sure it's what God's told you. I remember one time God told me something, and it was life altering for myself and one member of my family specifically. And I kind of wrestled, I guess, with the Lord for about, I don't know, I think it was 3 hours. And I just kept going back. I would hear him. He said something. I mean, the tears just flew down my face, flew. And I knew what he was telling me. And then I said, I put my head back down. I looked at my Bible in my lap and I said, but God, I got to make sure. And I just kept reading where I was, not kind of specifically looking for what I was asking him for, kind of in a different direction. And he said it, and it was right there again in a different way. In a different way. Isn't he so good? It was a different way. He said the same thing, and all these tears were flowing down my cheek. And you know what I did? I looked down at my Bible and I said, but I got to make sure. I did. It was very important. And I know God at that time was like, okay, I'll give you another one. And he did. I didn't, you know. And so on that third one, not looking for it, but reading in my Bible just where I was needing to read. And look, I was in a little Bible study, I think, at the time. I have it written down. For the third time, he said in a different way, but it was exactly the same thing. It was exactly what I needed to do. And so I want to encourage you this morning. Spend time in God's Word. That's where his promises are. That's where his character is. That's where he's going to speak. Yes, I have had God speak to me as I'm driving down the road. Yes, and wherever I am, I totally understand that. He can speak anywhere. But I always know how to go back and line it up with his word. I always know how, and I always know it matches his character, even if it's not word for word for something in his Bible. It matches his character and who he is. And then I confirm it with my spouse and talk to them about it. And then I am praying that. I am claiming that. I am saying it to God over and over again. Why? Because God needs to hear it over and over again. No, he hasn't forgotten he said it. But because I need to calm my cells down, my wayward cells who have listened to the world and their point of view for too long, I need to calm them down, and I need to hear God's promises again and again. So I hope that was encouraging to you this morning. Short little video, but just to tell you, when you don't know what to pray, study God's word, get in his word, and just read and let him talk to you. And claim those promises. Claim them out loud so your ears and your cells hear them. All right. I hope you have a great morning, and I will see you back next week for another Monday's Meditations. Bye-bye.